For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a young pilot called Omar.
Today I have with me Omar, who is already an airline pilot and has just returned from a flight around the world. Omar, when did you first want to fly a plane?
I first went on a plane when I was 2, and I had a lot of toy planes. Then, when I was 10 years old, we moved to just outside London, and our house was underneath the flight path for planes going into London Heathrow Airport. Every day I would watch the planes. It was then that I decided to become an airline pilot.
It must have been very noisy living there. How did your family feel about that?
My mother hated it. After 5 years, we moved to a nice cottage in a small village. I missed my city life, but we were near a small town.
When did you learn to fly?
On my 18th birthday, my father bought me some flying lessons. Then, while I was at university studying literature, I got a part-time job in a pizza restaurant. I used the money I earned to pay for more flying lessons. By the time I finished university, I got my pilot's license.
How did you start your career?
I started flying private helicopters for businessmen. After that, I started work at a big airline where I flew their small passenger planes. 3 years later, I was flying large jet planes around the world.
So why did you decide to fly around the world on your own?
I wanted to see the world on my own, without having friends or my family with me. When I flew around the world, I flew in a small plane, which meant that I could land at small airports, far from the big cities. I was able to learn new things, to meet the local people, and enjoy their culture. I was able to see a lot of places in North America, Europe, Africa, and Asia, but I didn't manage to visit Australia.
What was the worst moment you had?
I was crossing Africa and there was a big storm and I couldn't fly as the rain was too heavy, so I had to make an emergency landing at a small airport. The next day, the storm had gone. I asked for some fuel for the plane, but they told me they didn't have any. I had to wait 2 weeks before the fuel arrived. I didn't mind. The locals were lovely and I had a great time with them, despite the weather was too cloudy.
Thanks, Omar.
Now, listen again.
Today I have with me Omar, who is already an airline pilot and has just returned from a flight around the world. Omar, when did you first want to fly a plane?
I first went on a plane when I was 2, and I had a lot of toy planes. Then, when I was 10 years old, we moved to just outside London, and our house was underneath the flight path for planes going into London Heathrow Airport. Every day I would watch the planes. It was then that I decided to become an airline pilot.
It must have been very noisy living there. How did your family feel about that?
My mother hated it. After 5 years, we moved to a nice cottage in a small village. I missed my city life, but we were near a small town.
When did you learn to fly?
On my 18th birthday, my father bought me some flying lessons. Then, while I was at university studying literature, I got a part-time job in a pizza restaurant. I used the money I earned to pay for more flying lessons. By the time I finished university, I got my pilot's license.
How did you start your career?
I started flying private helicopters for businessmen. After that, I started work at a big airline where I flew their small passenger planes. 3 years later, I was flying large jet planes around the world.
So why did you decide to fly around the world on your own?
I wanted to see the world on my own, without having friends or my family with me. When I flew around the world, I flew in a small plane, which meant that I could land at small airports, far from the big cities. I was able to learn new things, to meet the local people, and enjoy their culture. I was able to see a lot of places in North America, Europe, Africa, and Asia, but I didn't manage to visit Australia.
What was the worst moment you had?
I was crossing Africa and there was a big storm and I couldn't fly as the rain was too heavy, so I had to make an emergency landing at a small airport. The next day, the storm had gone. I asked for some fuel for the plane, but but they told me they didn't have any. I had to wait 2 weeks before the fuel arrived. I didn't mind. The locals were lovely, and I had a great time with them, despite the weather was too cloudy.
Thanks, Omar.
That is the end of part 4.